Good afternoon or evening. It's just starting to edge out of the afternoon into the evening right now. I find that as the days draw in, the evening, gets a lot longer. I mean, so about this time, it's just gone 5 o'clock. In a couple of months, this will definitely be evening. Whereas a couple of months ago, it was definitely just afternoon, and it would continue to be afternoon until at least, say 8 o'clock in the evening. So what I want to introduce today is something rather unusual for me, which is just occasionally in life, you just need an extra bottle of wine, or, you've just paid off all the bills and you've run out of the club wine, and for one reason or another, you can't access your wine cellar and you just haven't got any pennies. And what are you going to do for a week or two? And this is the situation I'm in right now. And so I decided I'd go for a couple of a rosé and a white. Now, I don't want to talk about the rosé today. What I want to talk about is the white. Now, Waitrose still have their own generic cheapo label, which is very pretty, I think, and colour coordinated tops and everything. So they're very aesthetically pleasing. They're £5.49, and they used to have rather more. Indeed, they used to have a couple of Australian red wines in this, and possibly a white. But at the moment, I think you can get Italian white, Chilean white, Spanish rosé, Italian red, and a Chilean red. They're all very good, apart from the Italian white, which tastes rather like water that's had cardboard soaking in it overnight. So I don't recommend that one. That was disappointing, even at £5.49, It would be cheaper for me to just drink water. So today what I'm doing is I've got the vibrant lime green topped Chilean white. And I either haven't drunk this one ever before, or I haven't drunk it for, probably 20 years, if it was around 20 years ago, which I think it was. Okay, so I've poured into one of my favourite white wine glasses. I'm not so big on like red wine and white wine glasses as other people are. All my glasses are fairly universal and will do equally for red, white and rosé. And I don't drink a lot of sparkling wine. But this one I like to use particularly for white wines, and it's a gently folding, it's kind of a rounded bottom, but it's the shape of, I'm trying to think of something in nature that you would call it the shape of. I don't know, it's sort of almost the perfect traditional wine glass shape. So it's gently going down in a rounded way towards the stem, but it's not what I would call a round bottomed, and it's not a truncated bottom either. It's just undulating gently, and it just works really, really nice for easy pleasing white wines. And most of the white wines I drink are easy pleasing. I only really drink heavy white wines like a Chablis or a big Riesling or a Vouvray or some of those amazing Loire wines, in the depths of the winter. So here we are with Waitrose Vibrant Grassy. I mean, since when was grassy the sort of thing that sold a bottle of wine? Vibrant Grassy Chilean White, selected by our wine buyers. Juicy Sauvignon Blanc grapes from Chile's sunny Central Valley. Crisp, clean, fresh as a daisy. Fruity, gooseberry and citrus flavours, 12.5%. So I didn't actually look on the back of the bottle when I chose it, but I guessed it would be Sauvignon Blanc. And I've had a year of almost completely avoiding Sauvignon Blancs, so I can sort of come to this with a clean palate that's not going to be judgmental, because I've just had a really fantastic Sauvignon Blanc. I haven't had a Sauvignon Blanc for many, many months. So I'm just taking this as a vibrant, grassy Chilean white and not actually a Sauvignon Blanc. Let's see where we go to from here. So, an absolutely beautiful nose. Do get yourself some of this. I haven't even tasted it. £5.49 Chilean white. It will be on the bottom level, It's got a gorgeous, almost green colour about the wine. And the nose is just throwing up all the best that you do get from a really bright and exciting Sauvignon Blanc. To be honest with you, I find Sauvignon from South Africa and Chile to be the best in the world. I mean, there are some fantastic examples from France, but you'll never get something that's more lime zest, gooseberry, and just throwing out good, crisp, you know, lemongrass notes at you. It's so buzzy. You couldn't be depressed after even smelling one of these sort of Sauvignons. So this looks like a big bargain at $5.49. It's, you know, I haven't smelled Sauvignon for months, and that is just, I want to take a moment or two just savouring the nose of it. That's how good it is. Right, let's see how this is going to perform on palate. So at first, I'm just gathering a, you know, half mouth on, just throat about the back of my neck and seeing what sort of effect I got. So I didn't spend much time in my mouth, and it's already coated the upper part of the roof of my mouth, and it's quite grippy. So now I'm going to take another sip. I'm going to, you know, just swirl it around a little bit more. I never do wine as if it was mouthwash. One has to have respect, you know. So you probably have, you know, you have your favourites between reds and whites. And you always come to a wine before you even open it with expectation. And I have a much more linear expectation from white wines. I expect them to be not very chewy. They're going to be just refreshing, vibrant, and, you know, just really crisp, clean. They're going to really cut through the meal. Now today I'm actually going to have a mushroom omelette with field mushrooms that I've just found outside. So that'll be pretty fresh. And also I'm going to have an applewood smoked and tomato ham sandwich. So I think this wine is going to be just right, you know. So most of the flavour in this one is coming from just slightly the back of the roof of my mouth. I'm not getting a lot when it's, you know, passed over my tongue. I'm not getting very much on the tongue, but it is very refreshing. I think it's safe to say, you know, it's not going to be the best Sauvignon from Chile you'll ever have tried. If you want a particularly good one that you can buy pretty much anywhere, I do highly recommend the Castillo del Diablo. You'll be hard pushed to find a more lime zest, you know, really punchy Sauvignon than that for the price. So that's very, very good. Always a winner. This is like a poor version of that. I tell you what it's like. It's like if you get, as a child, I used to be addicted to lemon squash. So I'd have this bottle of cordial. It was called lemon squash. And you just put tap water in it in those days. And it, depending on the size of the glass, the tumbler, and how much you put in, half an inch, so you'd get a different consistency of lime squash. And I became quite a sort of connoisseur of exactly how much lime squash to put in to get a different result. And so this Chilean white is coming across to me as very, very definitely a Chilean Sauvignon Blanc. I don't think, you know, if I had had my nose pegged and blindfold, I could have said anything other than this is a Chilean Sauvignon Blanc. But it's coming across as a glass of lemon squash where you've only put half as much cordial in as, you know, a well-known brand like the Castillo del Diablo. So that's the best way I could describe it. It's subtle. It's got lots of just zesty fun about it. It's definitely going to cheer up my afternoon, but it's It's very much what you would expect on the price level. It's definitely worth the price. It's definitely worth buying. But it's not going to sort of take over your life, right? Whereas the other one I've mentioned kind of will take over your life while you're drinking it. So, but the other one is generally more expensive. It's usually £8 or more. So I do find within wine that the price, really does make a big difference. However, if you try the rosé in this series, you're going to get a wine that punches way, way above its weight. But the reason why I don't want to talk about that one is that I'm going to use it for a different review, okay? So, it's a definite yes, definitely try it. Be an ideal second bottle after you've had a bottle of Castillo, perhaps. It's fine for a midweek afternoon. Just a beautiful little light lunch wine. It's good because you're not going to want to drink glass after glass of it. It's just refreshing, and then you can get up and go off, make a cup of tea or something. It's that type of wine. So perfect for midweek lunches or afternoon. It is quite vibrant. It's, there's a mild zestiness about it. There's a little bit of gooseberry. It doesn't perform as well on palate as it did on the nose. It really does have a fantastic nose. But it's very, very, zippy, dry, easy pleasing. And, I can't fault it for the price. But you could buy better for more money. That's all I can say about it. It's a yes for me. I mean, it's what I'd call a 3-star wine out of 5, because it's not going very far. But it doesn't have much to offer, but it's very, very drinkable. It's much, much better choice at the money than those terribly insipid Italian whites you can get the taste of nothing. So it probably is about the best white wine out there for £5.49. It's definitely worth trying. Don't expect a lot from it, that's all. But you won't be disappointed. So, what were we expecting for £5.49? It's excellent on price. I would definitely say that. And the bottle looks fantastic. And the nose is excellent. And it's not a bad little wine, I mean, try a bottle of it all in one go and see how you feel. Have fun. Enjoy lots of, vibrant and unusual wine and food tastings and pairings this autumn. And do go out on a limb and try, a red wine with something you'd normally have. So if you've got some chicken, try a red wine with it. If you've got some lamb, try a white wine with it. Just go a little bit further this autumn and see if you can, knock spots off your previous existence.